Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because our good friend Judith Glazer is back in the on the show with us, folks. She's in the build, back in the building, so to speak. Judith is the author of Creating We, a best-selling book, and also another best-selling book, The DNA of Leadership. And she is one of the best thinkers and has one of the best minds in our brain trust. And our good friend Judith Glazer, welcome back to the show.
Thrilled to be back today.
It's good to have you back, as always. Okay, now you want to talk about a topic that could be fraught with peril for me. I have to make sure I have to proceed very cautiously, so I don't want to walk into a minefield here or anything. You call it gender intelligence.
Correct. And in fact, you are now exactly saying what all men say when they start to get into this world of gender intelligence.
Well, you know, I've already explained to the men earlier in the hour what you have to do. You know what men have to do in order to be successful in marriage, right, Judith?
Right. The women
you have to
are
learn how
right.
to say. You have to say yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Then you have to say you're right. Then you have to say I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And no, that you look good in that. and then you also have to say, yes, honey, I think you should go ahead and get that.
Yes.
If you learn how to say those things, you'll have a happy marriage.
Exactly.
And then the other thing I said earlier was that obviously women are the more intelligent gender. And then, you know, so now having said that, I'll let you go ahead, Judith.
Well, actually, it's amazing that the research that we're seeing now by the study of neuroscience, that we go inside the brain and see what's really happening when men and women are doing what they do best, which is, you know, their activities every day.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, women do have different types of wiring in their brains, which leads them to be, now I'm not going to say this to make you feel bad, but to be smarter in a variety of areas. Now, I have to give you the good news is that men are also smarter in different areas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly. There's no question about it.
Right.
There's no
yes.
question about it.
That's what gender intelligence is. We're looking for what goes beyond gender dominance, where one sex dominates over the other, but where there's not just equality, which would be the second phase, but actually where we build on the strengths of each.
Well, one of the things that I think that what you just said can create a problem for some women, and this is where I'm wandering into the minefield here, Judith.
Uh-huh.
Is when women think that because you've told them that they're smarter than men, that means that they should be able to be more successful in areas that have been typically dominated by men.
Uh-huh.
And like,
uh-huh.
For example, just because a woman is smarter than a man, and I agree with what you're saying, doesn't mean that they're wired to use that intelligence in a way that will help them be successful in certain things.
Uh-huh. So what would be an example where a woman might not do well?
Problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things I've been talking about this with women, with a lot of different women about this.
Yep.
And I think women look at dealing with a problem differently than men look at dealing with a problem.
As a matter
women,
of fact,
let me go ahead and step on this. I'm going to go ahead and step on this mine right now, folks, and get it on the table. And I've said this on my show before, and I've talked to women experts about this before, and mm-hmm. I haven't gotten beaten up too badly about it. Women are more likely, and I say this with the intention of helping women get better in business. Women are more likely to manage a problem than they are to solve a problem. That's my statement.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you another perspective.
Okay.
Because
in is that fact, another way to say you disagree with me?
I'm not going to say I disagree with you. I'm going to say that you're working from limited information.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I'm not. It's not that she disagrees with me, folks. It's just that I'm a guy. I'm obviously got limited information.
Information. As a matter of fact, men tend to attack the problem by isolating them, where taking action is what you believe is solving a problem.
Yeah.
Women tend to explore a lot of possible solutions before settling on one.
Exactly.
Right. Women have the ability to do multitask thinking and multitask problem solving, which frustrates the heck out of a man who wants to come to a quick solution.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right. So that doesn't mean that.
What's your point? What's your point, Judith?
My point is that it is that you've done what the trap is all about, which is you fall into interpreting problem solving from the lens of a male, not from the lens of a female.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
this is part of
what we're trying to do, and help opening up the lens for people to see the strengths and gender differences.
And what I want you and I to accomplish today on our conversation, mm-hmm. is I want us to move men a little bit more toward the ladies' way of thinking, but I want you to help me move women a little bit more to the way men. And when we come back, I'll explain why I think it's a good thing for women to move a little bit more toward the way men think. 22, and I'm sure Judith will have her point of view, I promise. 22, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Judith Glaser, the author of The DNA of Leadership. And by the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. They're all there for you. Everything's there for you, designed to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, man or woman, male or female, either gender. We're happy to have you. There's something there for everybody. And including all the past visits that we've had with our good friend Judith Glaser. Judith, now, I liked the term that you used a minute ago, the terms that you used to describe the way men solve problems, the way men deal with issues and the way women deal with issues. I heard a lady talking about that one time, and she drew a straight line, and she said, this is the way men solve problems. They start here and they go there. Mm-hmm. And then she drew a circle. This is a woman business. This is a woman expert, a woman who's an expert in women thinking in business. And she drew a circle, and she said, this is the way women think about solving a problem. And she talked about how, doing what you said a minute ago, they'll check all these different places, all these different points. She'll refer to all these different pieces of information and then make her decision.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
I agree with that, and this is what's going on. The neuroscience of the female brain and the male brain are very different. Believe it or not, women in a resting state and men in a resting state show extraordinarily different views of their brain. Women are 20% more active in resting state than men are. Our brains are hardwired to have a neural net, women, that is. And mm-hmm. so we see larger context. We look at implications. We're managing, as you said, managing. We're looking at and noticing a lot of different implications and elements when it comes to making a decision. Men say they go from here to there. That's, you're about the destination.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see it. Let's do it. Let's fix it.
And get it off our plate.
And get it off our plate. Check it off and go to the next thing.
That's exactly right.
Right. Women are saying there's a journey process here. It's not just one destination. There are many ones, and each one influences the next one. So let's make sure that we're taking into account all of the other implications and the relationship. Women
now, let me, exactly, and I really love the way you just described that. That's beautiful. It's perfect, too. It's accurate. Now, let's get into some of the differences.
Okay.
Men probably need to spend more time along the way and not cut the chase quite so much. But I actually have observed sometimes women, Judith, who spend too much time in that process you're talking about, and they get to the point where they never can pull the trigger.
Yep.
And that's something that women need to do. And if you're going to be a business owner, ladies, you've got to get to the point where you say, you know what, I haven't talked to everybody I want to talk to. I don't have all the information I want, but I've got to make that decision right now, so I'm pulling the trigger. You've got to be able to do that more.
Right, and what you're saying is that women need to be able to trust their gut more, and they do have strong
exactly.
guts.
Exactly, and have more self-confidence. If I
right.
could give women one thing, it would be I would give them a little bit of the self-confidence that men have too much of.
Right. It's a fascinating thing. My husband and I were working on the launch of my DNA assessment tool, which I've been working on for 5 years. Here's a male-female brain working at it. And I had completed it, and he checked it over, and he said, he's a scientist. And he said, this looks really good. Launch it. And I said, but Rich, wait a minute. We have to test it on this group and that group and that group to make sure. I don't want to put it out there if it's not perfect. And he said, launch it. And I said, it's a risk. And he said, I'm the scientist. I'm pushing you to do it. You know what? He was right to push me.
Yeah.
He was right to push me. So that's where the male and female energy together can be what this workplace needs if we honor and respect what each other brings to the table, as opposed to interpreting it as wrong or bad.
Exactly, and as opposed to and see, this is one of the things that I think women should not get their feelings hurt about or should not get upset about, Judith. When a man says to a woman, let's do it, we need to do that right now, let's get off the dime, whatever, and if there's any kind of a discussion about this and he's disagreeing with you, he's not saying you're not smart. He's not saying you're not more intelligent than him. This has nothing to do with intelligence.
Right.
Nothing to do with intelligence.
It doesn't, but this is what we need to learn, and this is what our work is all about. There's a language that men and women need to use with each other to honor and respect, as opposed to dismiss, because dismiss each other. Women feel in research, and we've done with over a million interviews and research data points, that women's big complaint about men is that they feel dismissed. In other words, here they're coming to the table to bring some important information that may impact the decision we make, and men say, hey, come on, cut it out. You don't need to talk about that. Let's move on. That's called dismissal.
And but here's the thing, though, Judith. Sometimes that's the case. You just got through saying that. How does a man or a woman deal with that sort of thing when that is actually the case, when it's already been talked about too much?
Right. So you're trying to get what's called closure in a decision, right? You're trying to go.
How do we do that without her feeling like she's being dismissed?
Okay. We have a model that has, it looks like a diamond, and on the left side, going up to the point, is the word divergent. And then coming down on the right side is the word convergent. And in the middle is the space that we need to hold open for our conversations. And we bring this up in our workshops, and we put it on the board, and we teach people how to use it. Because when you have a group of people trying to make a decision, some people feel like it's getting closed down, it's going convergent too quickly. If you teach people that there is a divergent time and a convergent time, and people can actually say, wait a minute, I need a little bit more divergent time, and this is what's important, then all of a sudden people in a room, you can have 50, 80, 100 people in a room, but they use that as a gauge to say where they have to introduce something that without this information, you really can't make a good decision.
But there's also the situation, and this is something I think, guys, we could do more of. We could say, okay, I know you want to discuss this more. I know you want to test this more. I know you want to do one more thing, but we actually have to deliver this proposal in 2 hours. So it may not be right. It may not be as excellent as you want it to be.
Right.
It may not be perfect, but it's as excellent as we can make it now. We have to make a decision.
Right, exactly. And so when both people hear, when the male and female brains start to hear both sides in a fair way, it makes a difference in the outcome.
Can we talk about how to do all this, how to have this conversation in the next segment, Judith? Can we talk about it and do it in a way that is fun?
Yeah.
Can't we celebrate the differences in a fun, humorous way?
We'll try.
I promise I will. 10 till Judith Glazer and I will be right back, folks. And so far, I'm not too bloody. Welcome back. It's 7 till. Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. Judith Glazer is our guest. Judith, give us your website, please.
www.creatingwe.com.
Creatingwe.com, which is the title of one of your books.
How about that?
The one just before the DNA of Leadership.
DNA of Leadership, yep.
So folks, check that out. Whatever Judith does is outstanding, top-shelf stuff. I really encourage you to go there. Guys and gals, please both go there. Judith, political correctness is going to be the end of us.
Right.
If we can't learn how to recognize what you and I've been talking about, and that there are differences, and to actually have a little fun. In my office, we actually have a little fun with these kinds of things. Everybody knows here that everybody's respected, male and female, and we have fun here. And you know, my employees can tease me about this. The female employees I have can tease me about these things, or I'll tease them about these things, you know, and we have fun with it. But at the end of the day, they all know that during the day, 3 or 4 times, I've asked them, what do you think?
So let's do a couple of the phrases, like, what do you think, and talk about it from the standpoint of what men really mean when they say that, and what women really mean when they say that.
When I say, what do you think, I want to know, what do you think about this? All right, well, it'll be a project. It'll be something we're working on. We'll be sitting at the table talking about it, and I'll look at them, and I'll say, what do you think? And I want them to tell me how whether they like it, whether they don't like it, if they think we should turn it upside down and paint it purple. I want them to know what they think.
Right, and so you are looking for an opinion.
Yes.
About this decision that you need to make. Again, it's the end point.
I need some input, either a qualifying thought, a collaborating thought, or a disagreeing thought.
Yep. Actually, I think you've already been a little bit influenced by the women, because I'm hearing a little bit of a female response to that.
Oh, I'm very much in touch with my female feminine side.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, look, sometimes when I like to feel pretty, I wear pink.
Makes you think better, right? Brings out the best of your brain.
Not hot pink, though.
Not
okay,
hot
go ahead.
Okay, so women, exactly, when somebody says, what do you think to them, this is an opening for a conversation to explore lots of different thoughts that are on their mind and also the feelings that they have about what it is, where men really are going for closure. What do you think? Give me an opinion. Let's make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said you were a little bit getting pink.
Well, you know, the women have an impact on you. There's no question about it. But seriously, the thing is if I accept your... See, I can accept the idea that women are smarter than men. I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that women are better at one particular thing than men are at another.
Right.
Because being smarter, you know, Einstein was a genius, but he could never have run a business.
Right. But let's talk about this. That women are not smarter than men. The IQs of men and women can be high and can be low. If that's not the type of intelligence we're talking about. You know, you do well in school, you get good grades. That's the intellectual intelligence. We're talking about gender intelligence, which is different. And men and women bring different...
But I thought at the beginning of the show you said women were proven to be smarter than men. Didn't you say that?
I don't know.
Okay.
If I said that, I take it back. My son's IQ is off the charts.
What about this third gender?
It's called the third sex. What happens in the workplace is there are two things. Men pull back and start to feel that they can't challenge or question women because they're afraid of what the impact will be.
Yeah, which could be some kind of a rebuke, some kind of being considered to be a Neanderthal or whatever, or worse, maybe even harassment.
Right, exactly. Men don't know where the line is anymore because of what's been going on around harassment. So they pull back. Women feel dismissed. But what women do is a counter to that. Those who are very competitive and achievement-oriented is they become the third sex, which is they try to step into the shoes of men and compete in the same way that men are competing.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, they're looked upon as being aggressive, the B word.
It doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't work at all because they lose the strength that they bring to the party, and they come across as tough and insensitive, and it doesn't match with what we know that they are inside.
And I will tell you this. I do believe that it is tougher for a woman to be highly successful in the marketplace than it is for a man to do that, because I mean there are things that women have to do to not be aggressive and forceful and effective and not be the third gender.
Right, exactly.
It's tough for women.
Tough. And there are a lot of things that are floating around that are misunderstandings about women. For example, there are certain industries that, as you started to say, that women can't fit into or shouldn't be good at. Yet we are seeing over and over again construction.
I've met a lot of women in the construction industry. Judith, I got to wrap it up. But my last thought is, folks, find a way to have fun with this. Find a way to have respect for everybody, but find a way to have fun with it. What do you think, Judith?
You bet. That's the way it goes. That's the way it should work.
Absolutely. Hey, Judith, we've got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back again real soon?
Anytime you call, I'm yours.
CreatingWe.com, right?
Yep. You got it.
And by the way, Judith, I get that a lot. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
You next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Not too worse for wear.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.